From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Exactly 1 week ago, Zimbabweans went to the polls. Today, voters are still waiting to find out who their next president will be. The Election Commission has been releasing results very slowly. First of the parliamentary vote and now of the new senators, but still nothing at all on the presidential vote. So Zimbabwe's capital is alive with rumor and speculation about the country's future and whether President Robert Mugabe will remain in office after 28 years in power. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton joins us on the line from Harare. And Ophabia, bring us up to date here. What has Mugabe's government been saying, and what about the opposition?
President Mugabe's governing ZANU-PF party has implied and almost said that it believes there is going to be a second round runoff vote between the president and the main opposition candidate Morgan Tsvangirai. ZANU-PF, the party, held its highest Politburo meeting, that's the deciding organ of the party, yesterday, and everybody seemed to be unanimously behind the president. That's not what we had heard up to now. It seemed that the hardliners wanted the president to go ahead to a second vote, and that those who felt that perhaps after 28 years in power, it's time for the president to stand down, wanted a graceful exit for him. But the party is saying the president is going to stand if the Election Commission announces the results, which mean a runoff. So that's the government's line.
What about the opposition then?
Today the opposition held a news conference, and Morgan Tsvangirai, the main opposition leader, has said more or less that he's the president in waiting. He says he won that presidential vote last Saturday outright and that there's no need for a runoff. The opposition wants the Electoral Commission to announce the results. It went to court today, sent its lawyers to court, who were initially barred by the police from putting forward a petition calling for the commission to release those votes. It seems that they'll be doing that tomorrow. So although things are calm in Harare, in Zimbabwe at the moment, there's a real tense calm. People are anxious. They want to know what the results will be and when they will be announced.
That sounds like a change from the sense a week ago when there was kind of an optimism among the opposition.
Ah, yes, and amongst the people too, because some people are saying we have been cheated of our vote. They feel that their candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai, won outright. But it seems that after a few days of confusion and also not knowing what it's like to be defeated. Robert Mugabe has been the leader of this country since his independence in 1980. He's never had to face defeat. He's always won in the first round. And for a while, it was almost as if the government didn't know quite what to do, but it has regrouped and it says it is going to be running a solid campaign and that the president will win.
Ophabia, quickly, any thoughts about when this may be over?
It's really not clear. According to the electoral law, once the Election Commission has announced the results of the presidential election, if no one candidate has got more than 50 plus 1%, then there has to be a runoff within 3 weeks. But the opposition is saying that the government is planning perhaps to extend that to 90 days because Mugabe has presidential powers, and they're saying that they want decisions now and they don't want any cheating.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton speaking to us from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.